There's an astonishing lack of research of the effects of drugs on pregnant women. So that leaves many women who are expecting children in an untenable position, whether to refrain from taking drugs during pregnancy or whether deciding that the risks are worth it. But now a federal task force is trying to help. Joining us with more is Megan Thielking, a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Megan, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, first of all, let's just remind everyone why there's so little research today on how drugs do affect pregnant women.
Sure. So there have been these long-standing ethical concerns about exposing pregnant women to medications that haven't been proven as safe and that might put them or their fetuses at risk. It really dates back to this tragedy that happened starting in the late 1950s with a drug called thalidomide that was given to pregnant women for morning sickness and ended up being tied to these really devastating birth defects. There are also a lot of liability concerns about who's responsible if a drug tested on pregnant women does turn out to cause problems. You know, there are regulatory hurdles that make it more difficult for researchers to include pregnant women. And, you know, researchers are really working with a ticking clock, and that makes the research hard, too, because, you know, there's a 9-month time window to locate potential people to participate in your studies, to enroll them, and to run the study. So there's a lot of factors at play.
You know, and it's, of course, the ethical concerns about what the impact could be on the fetus are paramount. But there are other issues as well, such as, you know, obviously women's bodies change significantly during pregnancy. And how does that complicate things?
Pregnancy really changes the body in profound ways. And that it changes everything from your blood pressure to how quickly your digestive system moves to how quickly your renal system clears out waste. And all of those changes can actually affect how drugs get absorbed, how they get distributed. You know, they might not be working in the body for as long. They might be working at too high of a dose or too low of a dose. And we don't really know because doses for drugs are determined using tests on people who aren't pregnant.
So then here comes this new federal task force. What's its mission and how might it help?
So Congress created this task force last year through a piece of legislation called the 21st Century Cures Act. And they really wanted to get at this question of why so few women can really get reliable answers on medication use during both pregnancy and lactation. And so they're tasked with figuring out what the gaps in research are and how we can fix them. So they've brought in doctors and ethicists and people from the drug industry. And they've also brought in pregnant women and mothers to share their perspectives. So the big goal is for them to sort of write up all of their findings and their recommendations and send it off to the federal health secretary. And whoever's serving as health secretary next year needs to start putting those recommendations into action by the end of 2018.
Okay. And so talk to us a little bit more about researchers, because, of course, in the past, they have been discouraged from including pregnant women in their studies, for example. But now they're going to pregnant women will be removed from the regulatory list of vulnerable populations. What does that mean?
Right now, pregnant women are currently listed as an example of a vulnerable population in research. So it's kind of a red flag that you need to take extra special protections with these certain populations. But they're on that list along with prisoners and people with diminished mental capacity. And it's a designation that's designed to protect people who might be at risk of being pressured into participating in clinical research. But some experts say that that's really created this culture where it's assumed that you'll exclude pregnant women from research rather than assuming you'll include them. So the government has actually announced that they're going to take pregnant women off that list of examples of vulnerable populations, and advocates for the change hope that that'll begin to sort of shift the culture in the research community to assume that we will always include pregnant women unless there's a reason to suspect that something might be unsafe for them or their fetuses.
Right. So this is a difficult thing, though, because the tests are going on because we don't know exactly what the outcomes would be with any number of these drugs, though. And so how do you, in terms of changing the culture, how do you deal with the ethical issues that some people will still continue to have, that their basic argument that it's not ethical to include pregnant women in drug trials because you're not just dealing with the woman, you're dealing with the potential impact on the fetus as well?
One argument that's sort of cropped up a lot in this conversation is the idea that, you know, there's been this longstanding thought that it's unethical to test experimental drugs on pregnant women and their fetuses. But a lot of doctors out there are saying it's really unethical not to at this point, because without that research, pregnant women are faced every single day with these decisions. They're taking drugs that haven't been tested as safe and effective. So it's really a bit of an experimental process no matter what. There are other options for researching on pregnant women as well. So researchers could also do more to collect data from children whose mothers took medication while pregnant and sort of look back and just see, not necessarily in a clinical trial, but just to look back at that data and see, was there any increase in birth defects or problems among these children? And, you know, that doesn't necessarily replace a clinical trial to test a medication and see whether it's safe, but it's better than the evidence we have for a lot of stuff that's out there right now.
Well, Megan Thielking reports for STAT. Megan, thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.